Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams looking, dancing, hopping. Wow. Caleb Williams making it happen.
Williams, end zone, touchdown. Williams, another nice throw.
And a fastball from Caleb Williams.
How about Caleb hanging in there?
Starting quarterback of the Chicago Bears.
There's no doubt Caleb played a large component into my decision. This offense will be calibrated with him in mind.
Everyone's excited about where Caleb can go.
The main goal and the main objective of being here is to turn around. That's why I was selected number one. You know, that's what we're here to do. That's what they brought me here to do. That's what they brought all these guys here to do.
Caleb Williams with Raheemian Harris on 670 The Score.
The Bears.
Except it hasn't happened yet, but that is the open as we await Caleb Williams. We are getting word from the Bears that he is expected to call in any moment. This is Raheemian Harris on 670 The Score. Normally, you would be hearing Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel at this time, but they have graciously given part of our program to us to hopefully do the interview that we have been expecting to doing. Mark Grody is here with me. Marshall Harris is off today.
The pregame show has been going on here, the Caleb Williams pregame show. We've got the national anthem coming up in a little bit. We've got the coaches interview. But I tell you what, why don't we just talk to Caleb Williams?
Why don't we? Let's go out to our Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. He is joining us after joint practice against the Dolphins from Hallis Hall. Caleb Williams, thanks for talking to us.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you.
I think the first question we have for you is, how was practice today? We got various reports. I know you guys were working on specific installations. What was it like facing another team for the first time since the Packers game?
Yeah, it's good to go out there and go versus somebody else, see some other colors, see a different, different type of defense and, a bunch of different players compared to our defense and go out there and get after it.
And we know Ben Johnson said that the starters are not going to play on Sunday. So, therefore, how important was it for you and the offense to get as much work as you could get in today? And how did you try to approach it, knowing that information?
Yeah, no, it was, it was important for us to get out there and have a certain mindset preparing for, a game. And that's what we were trying to accomplish today. And I think being able to understand we're not going to play this weekend and going out there and having a solid practice and working on what we need to work on was important. And so I think being able to do all of that and still working through installs, still working through the small kinks of the offense, I think today was a good representation of that.
Caleb, thanks again for coming on The Score with us. I have to say, none of us really knows exactly how to cover what's going on in this training camp with you, with all of the new stuff, what went down last year, new offense, new playbook, new defense, all of that kind of stuff. I thought it was interesting to hear from your general manager, Ryan Poles, who was on the flagship station. He said about you, Caleb, and I want to get your opinion on this, that the pieces you have cannot be coached. You've got the killer instinct. You've got the ability to get the Bears over the hump. But he also said the fundamental piece, the operation, understanding coverages, that's where we got to get into this new system. And that part he just didn't do as much in college. So he's got to hit that part and continue to grow and develop and pour his time and energy into that with Ben. My question to you, Caleb Williams, is how close do you think it is to clicking? And as your general manager said, things happening, because that's what everybody wants to see.
Yeah, no, I think that's the part, mainly any quarterback coming from college, you don't know all the knowledge that maybe a Tom did at latter part of his career, or Aaron, or Ben Roethlisberger, or even other guys that are still in the league, Geno and Russell and all these different guys. I think that's the fundamentals, the learning different defensive systems, learning different offensive systems, everything just becoming more fluid is something that happens over time. And it's not something that happens just in year one or year two or anything like that. So that's the process we're at now. We're working towards it. I'm working towards it, putting in the time, effort with myself, and then also with the coaches and things like that, just making sure that I can help lead this team and you know, put us in the best position and, you know, in the game to be able to go out there, score as many points as possible, and win as many games as possible.
What is, like, if there is one thing, Caleb, that you can point to about your own play that you would say, if this just gets better, it will click, things will happen, you'll see the generational talent if this happens? Is there something that you could point to?
No, I think it just comes with more reps and just being comfortable. Second or third offense or, you know, whatever. And so just getting it down, just feeling comfortable with, you know, all the details, all the information. And once I feel comfortable, everything just kind of starts to flow for me. And I just, get into a flow state of ball and, we start enjoying it and start going out there and winning some games.
Caleb, I know a lot has been discussed about the differences between last season as far as what the results were and then what Ben Johnson's philosophy is for this season. I'm thinking about, like, the touchdown to interception ratio, which I know you were happy to see at the end of the year, and also EPA. And I've said it's okay, you know, especially in practice, to take risks, but also we've seen now that sometimes interceptions are valued lower as far as what's damaging to a game. So I said, I think it would be great to see you get weird. I know sometimes you're going to have to take those risks and maybe it turns into an interception. Maybe it turns into later you checking out what the defense is giving you early in a game and then leading to more successful drives later in a game. How are you marrying that concept of knowing it's going to feel bad to make certain mistakes that maybe you thought were worse mistakes to make, relatively speaking, then, compared to how it turns out ultimately now?
Yeah, I think me making mistakes now is where I'm at. Throw these interceptions that I'm going to throw in practice or maybe preseason or being able to, understand and figure out how to see this defense and, maybe where I need to get down to, whether it's a check down or whether it's, I actually can't complete this pass. Maybe it's second window or, just figuring out those small things. And that's where we're at right now. That's where I'm at. So that when we get into the games that, it's a calculated risk. Yes, every throw is or every moment is. But it's a well-calculated risk. And, we're taking those risks when it's time. And if not, it's not there. Just take the check down, move on.
We're happy to talk to Caleb Williams here on the continuation of Raheemian Harris on 670 The Score with Mark Grody. And I think that said, I want to ask about how you envision your best self in this offense. Like, I think about your pro day and the vibe there at USC and how fun that was. What does this offense look like for you? Is there something that you want to do where you feel like you're going to be your best self? Like, give us a visualization of the end game and how this looks for you, a pass you throw or how we know you're feeling good.
I hope to not tell you, or I hope to not show that I'm feeling good. I don't want to be even killed and things like that. Good or bad or indifferent, be even killed, but, us just flowing, us just scoring as many points as possible on how many ever drives we have, is where my happiness and, where I'm flowing, best is at.
Caleb, we're not going to go into the whole Netgate thing. I know you addressed that already yesterday, and I love how you literally laugh things off like that. And I don't know if a lot of quarterbacks or players have that same ability in relation to that, because we're all tweeting about you. I'm out there watching. Sometimes we're praising you. Sometimes we're critical of you. What do we get wrong, and are you treated fairly? Is there anything that you see other than that viral video, and you're like, you're scrolling, are you like, what are these guys talking about, or do you think the coverage of you is fair?
Fair isn't my job to judge. But I wouldn't say that there's always truth to reports that come out, typically, to be honest with you, that come out. We're in practice, we're in training camp. We didn't maybe score as many points or anything like that last year, or win as many games, but some of these reports that come out, yes, they are a little false, especially after a year that I had last year. And so, it's all right. It's everybody's job, and everybody has a job to do, and my job is to go win games. Your job may to be, you know, report and critic, good, bad, or indifferent, and you know, there's no judge for either side.
Life in the big city, right? That's what your general manager always says. It's going to happen in market number three, right, Caleb?
Absolutely.
Caleb, thank you so much for joining us and taking the time. And I hope you enjoy getting to watch and absorb the game on Sunday.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Caleb. Appreciate you.
That was Caleb Williams joining us here on the continuation of Raheem and Harris. Thanks to Spiegel and Holmes giving us a little time here on 670 The Score. They're back now.
Yeah, we were happy to do it. Because look, you guys, having to wait for an hour is a long time. And we know how the structure of a show goes. We're like, oh, this is blocked for this. And then you have to bring stuff up that was in different places.
I enjoyed the pregame show.
Pregame show was strong. Was
that Caleb anthem? Williams pregame show?
Did I miss the anthem?
We had to skip the
Should
anthem.
Should we have had one?
Yeah. I'm right here.
Hello.
Yeah, we have a sponsor.
Aren't you singing before a sporting event? Can you wrap up an event with an anthem?
Oh, see. No, you don't want to do that. You guys nailed it. But yeah, the pregame show was adorable. And I love some good stuff in there. Grody, I love the question about the coverage. And he said, fair is not mine to judge.
Mm-hmm. That means that he thinks some of it's not fair.
But! There was a but. I'll just say this.
Oh, I think he held back a little bit on that. And
for
I think
sure.
Every single Bears quarterback that has been in this town, that's why I wanted to give him the opportunity. You want to tell me that I'm wrong or that we're crazy with some of our opinions? I wanted to give him that opportunity to sort of voice that. But he did the professional thing and said, hey, that's not my part.
Yeah. But I think he said it before, when he talked about the opinion of the offensive line last year. Mm-hmm. That was him ripping it. We only get a certain amount of time.
Yeah, we only
get
10 minutes.
A couple of
for
other
that,
questions
folks.
That I wanted to ask him we didn't get to, but I do want to ask him, what does this look like for you if it's perfect?
I love the visualization question, Layla. And then because it made him pause, he's like,
Is it? But I mentioned that because I think about the deep ball he threw at Pro Day just for kicks at the end, because that was the vibe. And I'm like, I want to see, does it look like that? I've seen you play free and feel free, and not just in your pro day.
I think that's why he's so excited about under center, because he now realizes that under center, run, play action will unleash the deep ball possibilities.
We saw it on Sunday, Spiegs. I was right there in the Soldier Field press box. Play action, Cole Kmet just bursts to the seam and
there you go.
Wide open and scores a touchdown. I was like, oh, yeah.
But I have a request to the Bears beat because it's got to happen. We didn't get to it because we didn't have the time. Because sometimes you got a certain amount of time and you don't get to things. It's our job as reporters.
What did you not get to?
The Madden rating.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's got to ask him about his Madden rating.
75. I didn't see 75, eh?
That's what you do. If you have a player on and you ask, one of you's, when he talks next, you have to ask.
Well, right. Layla was even scratching
it down.
That's
on the Madden
rating. That's a pretty grim Madden rating.
Well, I always let a player tell us why it's wrong.
That's usually what you give a rookie quarterback.
Right.
When they're coming
and
in.
So that's why I'm like, hey there, this isn't cool. But, we only had so much time, and I frankly want to hear how he wants this offense to look just as much as his head coach. I think that is absolutely key.
I really enjoyed it, and we know that as a show, we were talking about it. One of the things you guys talked about with him is something that we've been discussing. So thank you for asking the question about risk taking.
Because I don't think that he was programmed that way previously.
Yeah, he's clearly, as a quarterback, a little risk averse. And the touchdown interception ratio last year, I think, speaks to that. I think both of us are kind of in the boat of take some shots.
I think he will.
Get weird downfield.
I think he's going to trust this scheme to take his shots. And I think last year, it's like there was some understandable lack of trust of scheme to really do what everything was telling him to do. Now he's got a guy who will want him to take his shots, judiciously and on plays where it's one-on-one. If they scheme it to have Luther Burden doing his Jamison Williams thing one-on-one down the sideline because they've just gone play action, he'll take that shot.
And it's not like that Sunday night game against the Texans last year, Jared Goff was just flat-out reckless. But he did take some shots. You have a quarterback throw, five interceptions in that game?
Yes.
And he still won.
Yes, that's the point.
So it's okay. And then he bounced back the next week and was, four touchdowns? He had more touchdowns than incompletions, I think, in the next game. So it shows that there's opportunity and growth to try some things in this offense and be okay with, yeah, you had a bad day, you get ready, and you're next week you're ready to roll.
The only thing that I want to ask of him, and Grody, if you could ask him next time, has he ever played Papa Shot in football in a bar? Like where they have it set right up.
Oh, yeah.
50 points for the top circle.
Oh, yeah.
30 for the second, yeah, yeah, yeah. 20 for the bottom, where they spread them out. Like essentially that net game, but in a bar.
How write does that he down. Do?
You know what? Down, I'm going to write that down. Robbie, write that down. Okay.
Robbie, tell Robbie to
write that down.
Where's Alex? I'm running as fast as I can.
Alex, tell Ray to write that down. Ray, you'll be happy to know that Chris Tannehill went to Starbucks today, and he went to the correct one.
Yeah, why is he trying to pretend here when he goes to the other Starbucks?
I sent Ray on a wild Starbucks goose chase yesterday.
Why are you dipping into our producer?
In the afternoon when he's hanging around, sometimes I ask. I fly if he buys.
Okay.
Or the other way around.
All right. I'm not trying to start anything.
Yeah. It is Ray's show now. Yeah. Ray will now be hosting while Matt Spiegel gets the coffee.
Yeah, I buy if he flies. That's right.
Yesterday, I
ordered for several people on the Starbucks app, and I sent him to a different store than the one I ordered.
Did you go to this one over here and not this one down here?
I think it was that one over there, right?
What?
He was looking over here. So, I sent him over there. Before you know, there's nobody there.
So you know the Lewis Black bit, the end of the world or the end of the universe in Houston, Texas with the Starbucks across from the Starbucks?
No.
A pretty good Lewis Black bit, and it's very old. I've been there. I used to live there.
May I ask you about your producer? Your executive producer?
Yeah, Alex Kuhn.
I was listening to categories yesterday. Is Alex going to be okay?
I don't think so.
We'll see what the committee says.
I thought he was reinstated.
He was.
He had a glorious 11 minutes cycling through the first two categories. Then he got to category three.
That's what we really should have asked Caleb Williams, is how Alex Kuhn did on categories.
Oh, yeah, he would be up for that.
And I hate to bring this up, but I thought about it on the drive home.
Yeah.
I believe that we actually did that category about a month ago.
I'm sure we did at some point. Wow. I remember doing the sequels category.
Sounds like it's null and void to me. Everybody gets a redo.
Rookie of the Year is off the table now for Alex Kuhn.
The scoff you just gave me.
There was a problematic premise in the article, in the setup. Like as he was describing the category, he said The Naked Gun is a sequel. It's not a sequel.
No.
It's a reboot. It's a reboot.
I wouldn't have been sure about that either. Off the top of my head, Frank Drebin Jr.
Yeah. I mean, so it's sort of a sequel.
Has anybody seen it yet? Anybody
yes. will see it? You took Rubin.
Good laughs.
Yeah?
Really.
It gave you what you needed?
Big laughs.
The formula was there?
We laughed together an awful lot.
Oh, Ruben loved it.
If a grown man and his 13-year-old son can dine on popcorn and giggle at The Naked Gun together, that's a win.
Is it an
that
R?
That is a win.
Is it an R?
PG-13.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Bummer. Okay.
And there's
Bummer?
Well, you'd like them to be able to do whatever the irreverent jokes they want to do.
You're trying to make Ruben watch a rated R movie?
Well, was there any beavers in this one? I mean, it's the most famous
Thanks.
Line ever.
I just had it stuck.
The Caleb Williams postgame show is a completely different show than the Caleb Williams pregame show.
Well, Mark Grody knows postgame is a completely different animal.
Got to get all the live reads in. Hey, there's time for calls, though, which is great.
The other thing we didn't get to ask him about was PCA. He's a PCA fan.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Caleb, what do you think about PCA's recent run?
Seriously, so he's a PCA fan, and I love that Io DeSumo and Matas Bezelis were at a Bears practice earlier this year.
You and I are the same. We love that.
The cross-sport pollination, man.
I fall for it. It's just beautiful.
It just makes me feel good.
Amen.
It goes back to school. Like, you always knew it was a big basketball game when the football players were there.
But these are all guys that actually did grow up loving the Bears. So that, to me, is perfect.
That's true.
The idea that Matas
and Io.
Those are two Bears fans from birth.
Can a bull get Bears?
I think if you go to if you're Io and you grew up in Morgan Park loving the Bears, then you're a bull and you go to Bears practice, I think that's ultimate Bears.
Yeah, and his dad listened to the score, right?
Yeah.
Io's father?
Io gets 20 Bears.
This is a pile of Bears. I'm going to really have to work on this weekend.
But Groats, I love it. It's something about it. Speaking of The Naked Gun, makes me feel like, you know, the mailman and the dog, like, you know, hugging each other. And
yes.
The Arab and the Israeli hugging each other.
Nice beaver.
Thank you.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Exactly. As he's, do you know the scene, Layla?
He's walking. There are so many of the jokes that I didn't get because I watched it way too young, and now I'm like, oh my God.
Well, she's on a ladder, and she's going to get something off of a bookcase, and he's looking up, and that's when he says it, and then she...
There's a beaver.
Stuffed beaver.
Yeah. Something tells me I missed a lot of the humor watching it too young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all. Whenever those movies are on, I watch them because there's so much great writing and reactions from people. So if Airplane is on or Naked Gun is on, I am down for it.
Was us today. And unfortunately, we only landed part of the plane.
No, you guys landed the plane perfectly. You had the Bears quarterback on. It was great. I got some tips for taking care of my skin from Mark Grody because apparently he is fancy.
Yeah. And Layla's telling me I don't have to be as fancy as I've been. But
You don't.
But, you know, I was told.
The most important part, just like working out, for example, is the consistency.
So wait, let me get this straight.
Yeah.
Skin regimen.
Yeah.
Fresh haircut.
Yeah.
New pair of glasses.
Just need to lose the weight, and I am so back.
I just feel like you're on a parallel track with someone else.
Well, no, I'm not on a parallel track with somebody else.
Matt Eberflus?
Yes.
Because
Matt Eberflus put the glasses on this week.
Oh, yeah. Flusitron has leveled up yet again. Yeah.
Is he still tight with the haircut?
Oh, yeah. He's got a little bit of growth going on, too.
Okay.
Like,
oh, wow.
He's fashionable.
All right. Is that really the path that I want to continue to go down, though?
Probably not.
I mean, do you have any pet peeves? He's a good-looking man.
Coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys is a good job.
He's currently in the Terry Bevington category.
And
in
he
this
is
town.
Still getting paid by the Bears. Yeah. So.
You got any beehives on the property?
Oh, you know, I'm all about the fresh honey, man.
Hey,
so.
Stinger! Come here, Stinger!
meaning what?
Exactly.
Where does Dave the Cat bee. Fit in with a beehive, exactly?
Speaks of the queen bee. Well, we thank you guys for the Caleb interview and the awesome show today.
Thank you.
You guys rock. Here's what we have planned for you for the rest of the show. We are going to react because our teammates did a great job of talking with Caleb Williams. There's a particular part that we are going to react to, and maybe later in the show we'll share the entire thing with the Midday Show and Caleb Williams. We also have got some people who are going to jump on with us. For example, we are going to talk with Adam Hoge of the Hoge and Johns podcast. That's at 3:00.
Hoger.
Benji Molina is going to join us from St. Louis. He's become a friend of the show. I read his book. I have a lot of questions. So we are going to talk with Benji as his brother is going to be in the dugout this weekend in full uniform. And if I were Ollie Marmol, I would not allow that optic to happen.
That's what Grody said.
But it's weird. It's weird. And then Emma is going to have our full Bears report. It was a weird day up at Hallis today with Mike McDaniel in the house. We're going to do all of that stuff and get back to talking about Caleb after Tanny's Open, which is next here on The Score.